Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Getting Hot in the Kitchen. Your hosts, Dr. Dave and Venus Quintana, will entertain, inspire, and ignite your passion for food.
Good evening and welcome to Getting Hot in the Kitchen. I am Venus Quintana.
And I am Dr. Dave. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us tonight. Oh, okay.
That's good enough. That's all good enough.
Well,
Canada.
So that was the national anthem, correct?
I do believe so.
I know nothing.
You should know something.
But it sounded quite lovely, so thank you for that. But yes, we are going to be bringing you an amazing show tonight. We are going to be talking all about our recent trip to Toronto, Canada, to visit our executive producer Woody House.
Yes, we did.
And Dan, the Juicing Man. And we're going to be talking all about our adventures over the last 3 or 4 days that we were there. That was a lot of fun. And, of course, we missed you on Monday because we were traveling.
That's right.
And Woody and Dan actually hosted the show for us, so thank you to them for that. And we're back. So what's going on, Dr. Dave? Lots of fun stuff, right?
Absolutely. I mean, when we were away in Canada, it was just an absolute wonderful time. We got some great video footage, some great pictures. We had some fun. We had a lot of great things going on. But the one thing I think is always something for me is I love just being home. When, you know, we love to travel the world. We love to do things. But there's nothing better than that first night at home when you just go,
oh,
you know what?
Yes.
We're home. We're settled.
Indeed. Indeed.
And we had a lot of work to do this week, so we did that, and it's just nice to be back on air. We missed it last week, but we did listen in, and the team was doing a great job backing us up, so I really appreciate that.
Absolutely. So,
You know, tonight we're going to have a kind of interesting twist on things. You know, we have Woody, our executive producer, who's going to come on air with us soon, you know, kind of narrate and walk us through the trip to Canada, because he is like the Zagat guy to Canada. So
I have to tell you, I was very impressed. I mean, we were driving around Toronto, and, I mean, he just knew everything. I mean, if I was driving you guys around London, let me tell you, I wouldn't really know much. I mean, he was spot on, right?
No, he truly was. He really was. I mean, we could bring him on at any time. You know, we could talk about Canada, but we have a lot of recapping to do, too.
Yeah, let's actually talk about just the weekend just gone, right?
Yeah, let's just do that, and then we're going to definitely want to bring Woody on to really enlighten us on the whole experience in Canada, because he knows the facts, figures, and all of that. So, but let's talk about our weekend. We had a fun weekend, quite a
we
fun weekend.
We had such a fun weekend. We finally got together with Nandini and Yusuf Austin from the Cocktail Architect.
That
so
we
were very excited to see them and their amazing son on Saturday from Brooklyn.
They did that, yeah.
And we did a lot of cooking, didn't we? Let's talk about that.
A lot of cooking. We basically cooked. I mean, we just cooked from the time they got here until we kind of closed up shop. And it's fun. You know, we always talk about this, or, you know, I think one of the fun things to talk about is how, why cook without friends being in the kitchen? And just make it a whole experience. So we all sat down for a minute, came up with a game plan. Yusuf and I went out and kind of procured the ingredients, what have you. The ladies stayed back, just kind of got relaxed, caught up, and then
we cooked. We had a nice gossip session.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
Talking
I'm sure you did.
Behind your backs the whole time.
Well, I would hope so. I mean, to make an evening of interest, you should. You should.
But it's funny because, you know, I remember I have such great memories of being in the kitchen with Nandini and Yusuf pretty much this time last year. when we were in Kismet.
Yes.
And just thinking about how small that kitchen was. I mean, literally like a quarter of the space that we have now.
Yes.
So,
yes.
But it's interesting. We're all in the kitchen. I mean, we are just going crazy. I mean, there's not one inch of counter space, right? I mean, we were just all over the place. It was just
but
amazing.
You know what? It was still a symphony. Everybody had their own job. Everybody kind of danced around in the kitchen. There was no getting in each other's way. Oh. We have a caller coming through.
Oh, we do? I don't see anyone on the board. Do you?
Oh, Woody is already on, so let's bring on Woody.
Okay, Woody, hello.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can, Woody. How are you?
What's going on?
I'm good, guys. How are you? Just a quick warning here. I've dropped the line a couple of times, I think, just at the beginning here. I'm not sure if it's a blog talk thing. So if we lose each other, I'll just dial back in, all right?
Oh, yeah. Well, definitely. So, Woody, we're just talking about the weekend we had with Yusuf and Nandini, which you know them intimately. I mean, Woody is our executive producer. He does a lot of media stuff and websites and so many different things, and the cocktail architect are clients of yours. So tell us about where they're going with their whole media marketing thing, Woody.
Yeah, it's very cool. They have a thing called a deck, D-E-C-K, that they use for handing out to potential clients, hotels, things like that. And so we decided to make their website pretty much follow their deck exactly, page by page, and the same look and feel to keep it all consistent. So, yeah, that's going to be thecocktailarchitect.com, and that should be ready, I expect, by Saturday or Sunday this week. And, yeah, take a look at it.
They were actually giving us a little
preview, and I loved it. I really did. What you guys did is amazing. Woody has always, when he gets the job done and gets the job right, I mean, it really looked good.
Amazing, yeah. Woody. You know, it really is such a true reflection of their style and what they're doing and what they're bringing to the marketplace. So,
yeah, absolutely. I love what they're. Sorry, I didn't mean to step on you, Venus. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I love what they're doing. I think you already know, and some of the listeners may know, I was a bartender for almost 14 years of my career, way back in the day, you know, mixing between bartending and waiting tables and managing and stuff. But, you know, we're a good 7, maybe 8 years behind the wood. And seeing what Yusuf does and what Nandini does as well to train the staff and to really pick up the game, it's just amazing. Because back when I was doing it, it's, you know, it's fancy enough to put some vodka in a blender with a little bit of crushed ice and a little bit of orange juice, you know, maybe some cold something, and then call that a cocktail. That's nothing close to what these guys are doing. And I really think it's just so eclectic, especially in New York, where the competition with that stuff is so strong. So, yeah, they do a great
100%.
Job.
100%. And they're really kind of on the cutting edge of their industry, and they're really doing things that other people in there, as their competitors, are actually not doing. You know, as Nandini calls it, it's all about styling, right? It's like cocktail and food styling. And actually, Sunday, they went to an event that was actually here on Long Island, not far from where we live. It's actually called the Great Burger Battle, and that was actually sponsored by Long Island Pulse magazine. And Yusuf was doing something with the Tres Papalotes Mezcal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he actually went down there and he created some incredible cocktails, right? He was grilling jalapeno peppers.
So he was, all morning he was, you would have loved this. I mean, we had a full-blown cleanup from the night before, but Yusuf and all of us were up early, so he was making breakfast, but he was grilling these jalapenos on the gas stove.
You literally put them right, and then
you put them right on.
Like,
yeah.
Nandini's like, the jalapeno peppers are burning, and he's like, what do you mean they're supposed to be doing that? They're basically on the naked flame, because that's how you get the burn and the crisp in them. So
But what I love about the Cocktail Architect is very similar to what we do. It's all about ingredients, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, Woody, you would have appreciated this. As soon as he got here, he opened one bag up. He put all these different ingredients down. We had hibiscus leaves for hibiscus tea, which went into a gin drink, actually, right?
Yeah, great.
Wow. We had this crazy cool salt, lava salt from Iceland, from Steve, right? And then Yusuf had a whole bunch of, like, hot peppers and things like that. And
he loves, I mean, that's...
He does.
He works with that stuff constantly, right?
But you know what? You get a dichotomy. I mean, here's where I think, in a way, they're making cocktails into a culinary experience, which I really appreciate.
They are.
Absolutely.
Their name, I mean, when you think about their name, it's so fitting, the cocktail architect, because it really, it's not about kind of just, you know, throwing some gin and tonic together. It's about building a drink, right? Like an architect builds from the foundation up and how he, you know, plans things and designs. I mean, that is really what goes into their work. So kudos to them. And so we had a wonderful weekend, and we ended up making some amazing seafood. Let's talk about that for a second.
Without a doubt. Now, with the cocktail architect, that one night, I mean, Woody, we made swordfish, which I don't typically make a lot because, you know, you got to be careful with the heavy metals, this and that, but it just looks so good.
And for me, swordfish is an extremely dense, meaty fish,
it's almost
which
like
I'm not
a,
so keen on.
Oh, you didn't like that?
No. I did like way we made it on the grill, but generally that's not fish that I would eat.
Right. I mean, my highlight of the evening was the soft-shell crabs. I just love
those. Oh, my goodness. And, you know, Woody, soft-shell crabs are not my thing. They are absolutely not my thing. There's something about, like, biting into that skin, and it's a little fibrous sometimes. And I guess if it's not really prepared or cooked properly, it's just not my thing. But I have to tell you, the way you guys made it, and you put it on the grill, correct? How did you make it?
No, I sauteed it.
Sauteed.
Sauteed is a quick saute, as in short tea.
Huh?
No, we did saute and just use a little gluten-free flour. Just put a little olive oil. You know what, Woody? You'll appreciate this. When you use the olive oil, you always at the end just put a little dab of butter to give it that nice finish. And oh my God!
And you know, kudos to Nandini because she. You know, Nandini is, like, known for just whipping stuff out of nowhere. Like, she whipped up this incredible, like, spicy mayo. I have no idea what
kinda
she put
like
in there.
Kind of like an aioli. Almost
like
an aioli.
But it was like a dipping sauce for the soft-shell crab, and I enjoyed those. Like, I've never enjoyed soft-shell crabs before. That was the highlight.
I just got to jump in here, because since you guys left Toronto, you know I've been on the HCG protocol from Dr. Dave Health.
Yes.
So, yes, I would appreciate olive oil. Yes, I'd appreciate butter. Yeah. I would hug it, kiss it, and love it right now. But actually, I was showing Dan. I actually ruined a couple of pots, or one pot of ours here, because I'm cooking everything dry. But it's freaking excellent, man. I made this, marinated this chicken breast, and then just cooked it dry in the oven, which I'd never done before, ever. And he had it, I think he used a little bit of oil or something with it, but man, oh man, I'm learning how to cook with no calories. It's just awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Isn't
it
great?
It's an amazing adventure.
Yeah.
Right?
And just
I mean,
so you guys know, I don't know if you've been reading Facebook, but I am 7 pounds down since Tuesday.
Woo! Since Tuesday. Love it, brother. You're right on point. Right on point. So, you know, what he's doing, folks, is the HCG diet, which is a very limited-calorie diet, but the HCG kind of overrides the cravings. It helps you burn the fat. It resets your metabolism.
I think I need this.
I think you might. But, Woody, I mean, you really met some goals that you've been looking to meet for
amazing,
a while now, right?
Amazing. Oh, I think...
Did we lose Woody?
Yeah, I think Woody...
I'm back now. This is the problem.
Yeah,
I don't know what's happening with... I don't know what's happening in the network, but yeah,
it's okay
sorry,
to lose weight. We just don't want to lose
so
you.
Really, really happy.
But you're meeting goals that you've wanted to, you know, you've aspired to before, and I think that's amazing.
Yeah. Well, and thanks for your help, by the way, Doc. I'm telling you, it's just
and how are you,
absolutely
you know,
epic.
Woody, how are you getting over not being able to eat as much as you like? I can't even imagine being so limited in my like. Is it obviously does it get easier every day? Right? Like, how are you feeling inside with just such limited?
My that's great. You asked that because my second day I was starving. Third day a little less. Today not hungry at all. As a matter of fact, I feel slightly bloated today, and I've only eaten 420 calories since I woke up.
Oh.
So
wow.
There you go.
My
you
God.
Can do it. It's, I'm telling you. And I know our friend
you
Dean
are
Lavalier.
Doing it.
I know.
Oh,
I am
I
doing it. You are doing it. We are doing it.
Well,
I love
that. I'm not doing it yet, but.
It's awesome. Yeah, lean, mean, fighting machine. I'll tell you what, baby. And then I'm going to get a
But you know what? You
and...
sound great, though. What, you got a lot of nice vital energy in your voice? I like to hear that.
And talking about energy, Woody, how much energy do you actually have?
A little less than normal, actually, I'll be honest there.
Yep.
I'm a little bit, just a little bit.
So are you able
okay.
to work out or not? You don't have the energy
to
work out?
No, I haven't been working out, but that's only due to my current work schedule. It's just one of the craziest I've ever been in my career. So, yeah, no, I was lucky enough. We had our friend's dog over for the weekend, actually for 5 days almost, and because he went camping. Or no, he went canoeing with, what do you call that when you go between the land? Oh, I can't think now. Anyway, portage. They went portaging, and they couldn't take the dog with them. So I got to walk the dog four times a day and did about 2.5-3 miles a day walking. So, yeah, it was good.
Oh my God, so there you go. That's your workout right there.
I love
walking
it.
No, absolutely. I'll keep that
to
up. I just, the last 2 days, it's just been epically busy. So, yeah.
Cool.
But that's the worst of that's over now. So I'll be back
but
at her tomorrow.
Tell me, I mean, let's put it this way, folks. If Woody, for every hour he worked, lost 0.5 pounds, he would be basically emaciated. I mean, you work so hard, Woody.
He wouldn't even exist.
He wouldn't exist. But let me ask you a question. When you go for a walk, doesn't that really clear your mind for the rest of the day or for the next 4 or 5 hours?
Well, I have with the dog, so absolutely. You know, I don't want to gross people out, but it's amazing how many people locally here in wonderful Toronto, you know, the good and friendly town of Toronto, don't clean up their own dog poop, right? It's just strewn everywhere.
That is quite surprising.
Yeah, and cigarette butts everywhere. I mean, if Dan can pull that one song up for the pollution, it's pretty appropriate right now. But tell you what, yeah, it's gross, man. So, yeah. I was in there cleaning all, doing that and keeping focused on that and making sure Keeley didn't run into traffic.
Water is polluted and the mayor's a dork. They dress real bad and they think they're New York and Toronto, Ontario.
That to me sounds like Woody. Did you sing that song, Woody?
Back in the day, perhaps.
Well, I hope you had the red speedo on. But you know what? At the same time, though, Toronto as a city, I thought it was quite clean and well kept.
Well, yeah, it is in certain areas, definitely. But when you get into the back alleys, it's you know, similar to pretty much any large city anywhere in North America.
Of course.
You know, the downtown core is always going to be pristine. If you guys remember when we drove through the financial district there, you know, and we were almost.
Yeah.
I was just sharing with everybody. I think we were on a movie, weren't we? We got caught.
We were.
Oh, my God. It was so funny because we were driving through downtown and we were just amazed at how beautiful it was. And everything was just so spacious and clean. And then Woody was explaining to us that Toronto is actually one of the most popular film destinations.
Yeah.
Like, they film all these movies there all the time, and I had no idea. And so as we're driving down the road, we see all these big trailers and big trucks,
right?
And all the equipment and, you know, the
always exciting.
All the makeup and all that kind of thing. And anyway, we're just driving and we're chilling, and then suddenly we see this, like, black car. I think it was like a little Mercedes or BMW, right? It was like all
it was
like blacked out.
It was a Mercedes, like super blacked out, like almost
like a
flat,
little,
like flat black, almost like militant.
Oh yeah.
Right.
And we were looking at it, and there was this, like, this camera basically sticking out of it on like a long
boom.
Yeah, like
with
a
counterweights,
boom.
And there was four. People in the car, I'm sure one drove, and the other three were actually guiding the camera.
It was like rotating around, and they were probably doing some like crazy, you know, like maybe even like a car race or something like that. And then we were like, wow, we're actually in this movie because it pointed right towards us, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I can tell you from experience, that was actually actors in the front seat. And what it was, and they were actually shooting the scene where the actors were talking coming down the road. So that was what that's all about.
So us speeding down the road might have just been the action then.
Well, you never know, but it probably hit the cutting room floor, but because we don't even know what movie it is.
Yo, the city is mine. Which one? T-O-R-O and T-O.
Yeah.
Me. You know how the story goes.
There we go. That's a great bit of music that Dan the Juice Man picked for the show tonight with Drake. I thought it was great.
It was. So we had a, you know, wonderful time. And that was, when were we there? When did we go?
So we went Thursday. Last Thursday, we kind of landed around 3, 4 o'clock, got settled in.
No, but when were we driving around downtown? I forget. Was that Sunday?
I have no idea. What do you know? It was the night we were going to that sushi place, which was
Sunday.
That was Sunday, yeah.
Yeah. So we flew in on Thursday, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a nice, really super quick flight. Very happy with all the travels and everything just went as we expected. And then we ended up checking into our hotel, the Waterside Inn.
That's correct, yeah.
And that was actually basically, well, it had a very partial view of Lake Ontario, right?
Well, we, you know, we're not spoiled, but we figure when we travel, you want to enjoy the sightseeing of where you are. So we always want water view if it's available. So we asked for this, right? What do you know this whole thing, and Woody actually helped us secure the lodging. So we call because we wanted the early check-in, so we call in and we confirmed that we had water view. We confirmed all these different things, and when we actually got to the room, there was a few discrepancies, shall we say.
Just a few.
Yeah, so the water view was over a big parking lot, and the efficiency that we were supposed to have in the suite wound up being a refrigerator and a corkscrew.
Right. We were supposed to have a kitchen, but that was okay.
That was fine. That was fine.
But all in all, you know, it was a very pleasant stay. And then that night we just went out to a local kind of waterside restaurant.
Wait, that was the first night with Snug Harbor, yeah?
That was Snug Harbor.
Now, that's a favorite, Woody, for you guys?
I think Woody just dropped, but now he's back on the line. Woody, are you here?
Yeah, sorry, guys. We're not sure what's going on with the network tonight. It's really funky, so...
Oh, that's okay.
I lost a bit
that's
of it.
Fine.
Lost a bit of whatever you're saying there.
Well, you know what? When you guys have to pedal to run your phones up there in Canada, stuff can happen. Are you pedaling hard, or you're like you're a little tired because you're on low calorie?
No, Dan is pedaling. He's got all his energy from all those juicing.
I love that one. We're just kind of talking about when we came in to. The first day, and we were at the Waterside Inn, you know, some of the funny things that happened. But I got to tell you, that suite worked out really, really well because we did all of those video takes. What, 170, is that correct, Woody?
That was on Saturday,
with the ones in the park, yeah, just 164, I think, total.
All right, there you go.
Oh, my goodness.
That was a lot of work, a lot
we
of fun,
We do have
though.
A request for a full outtake reel, but there's so many funny ones in there, so.
Oh,
we'll
good. I can't wait
yeah.
to see all of that. But, yeah, so Friday, our first full day, we actually spent the whole day shooting, well, taking photos, right? We had a big photo shoot.
We did, and that was awesome.
That was so much fun, you know. We got dressed up, and we did different shoots with getting hot in the kitchen and all kinds of different things,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we did
that
it all
fun.
For getting hot in the kitchen.
Yeah, the Facebook post that people may have seen to get on the show tonight, those are just a really quick treatment from the shoot, but I didn't have time to do, you know, pick all the ones with you guys, so obviously I got to send you all the proofs and then you can pick all the ones you like, but there's so many good ones there.
I got to
say. Definitely. And then Dan the Juicing Man stepped in and he took some great photos.
Amazing.
Right?
So the one of Woody and I on Facebook, which I love that.
Right.
Where Woody donned the fedora I brought, and we just had this really cool moment. It was almost like the Blues Brother, right? Kind of thing.
Cool.
Very, very cute. I loved that. I really did. Yeah. And we got some good response from that photo.
Yeah, but I just a huge shout out to Dan there because, you know, there's one thing to be able to hold the camera and just hit the shutter, but to be able to click the shutter at that moment where it makes a difference,
right?
That was the key. And that I really. Although the shots that he took of you guys on the chair, Dr. Dave posing on the chair, excellent.
Whose idea was that? Mine.
On the chair?
Mine.
All right.
Mine.
All right.
Mine.
Love it.
Mine.
Love it. Love it.
Really?
Love it.
But that was fun.
Strike a pose.
Yeah, it's always good to use some props. So, yeah, can't wait to see those. So that was fun. And then Friday nights, I don't know, what did we do?
Oh, that's when we went to Papa Giuseppe's, no?
Oh, yeah, Papa Giuseppe's. That was really nice.
Holy
a lovely little Italian place that's pretty kind of famous around town, right? And They actually have a lovely outdoor garden.
Yeah, that was great.
That we sat in that night, and of course I had to completely envelope myself in mosquito spray because I was so scared about getting bitten. But it was just absolutely lovely out there, and we had some, well, I won't tell everyone what we had. It was a little dirty.
We had some Italian flavors, shall we say, and it was good. It was really good.
You're not even going to say what we had?
All right, we had a pizza. All right, you can pull the, you know.
Come on, Italian favorite.
All right, well, everybody could extrapolate from that. Italian favorite,
wow.
Definitely is pizza. But here's what was interesting. They gave you scissors. So at the table, the pizza came out, very thin crust. It was really actually quite nice, really good. And they gave you scissors. Now, Woody, is that like a whole thing in Mississauga that you get scissors, or that's just that place?
That was the first time I've ever – well, actually, I might have seen that many, many years ago, but it just doesn't stick out in my head, no. So, yeah, I think it must be a local thing.
I wasn't so cool about that, I have to tell you. I was a little –
no,
I didn't like it.
Well, you know why you didn't like it, because I cut you a smaller piece than Woody and I.
No.
No, that's, I think, why you didn't like it.
No, it just kind of came out.
One thing I will mention, when you're in Toronto and you want to get the best pie anywhere, you have to come to Mississauga because they have the best reputation. Although I think Dan the Juice Man would disagree. There's one in Hamilton that has Chicago Deep Dish. Have you ever had that style before? It's like 8 inches thick.
Oh, yeah. I love Chicago Deep Dish.
I think it's
4 pounds of cheese per pie. See, I actually give me thin, day in and day out.
Yeah, that's me too.
Yeah, right? Like, I want to
take it all.
I like a pizza. If you're going to go dirty, you pick it up and just kind of like, paper thin. I actually like it a little bit like soft. I don't like it too crispy.
I like it.
Yeah, I like a good old New York slice. I like with a big puffy crust around the outside, but nice and thin and just not a lot on it. And
but do you like a coal-fired Woody or a wood-fired pizza, or you prefer more like the traditional?
I'm crying inside right now, so I can't talk about pizza anymore.
All right. Why
did
we start this? Venus,
yeah,
that must have been you.
I'm brave.
So let's forget about that. Let's talk about something else. So we had that dinner, and that was all fantastic. And then Saturday was actually very interesting because, you know, here I am, like, all ready to go out for a walk. I'm, like, all revved up. I know that, you know, Woody and David are going to be, you know, we ended up shooting videos in our hotel room because our hotel room was a suite, and it was a really beautiful setup. It was the bed area, and then there was a beautiful sitting area.
Wait, you're making it sound like a porno right now. You are.
No, I'm not, actually. No, that never even went through anyone's mind. But
mine. Exactly.
So there was a lovely sitting area with a couple of couches, a table. There was a fireplace. And it was just really a wonderful setting. So we figured, what better location to shoot than in the hotel room? And so I said to everyone, well, you know, let me go out. It was a very hot day. I have to say, it was very hot in Canada. And I, you know, I got on my yoga pants and my sneakers, and I said, I'm going out for a nice walk. And how about I go and get us some, like, delicious burgers? So Woody had mentioned a place to me called The Works, and it was right kind of on that main street as you know, it was literally a five-minute walk from the hotel. So I said, fine. So we looked at the menu, and I kid you not, there was a list of about 60 different burgers, okay? I mean, basically, the patty with, like, 60 different toppings.
No, 60 dirty burgers. Dirty burgers.
Very dirty. Like,
with poutine, which we're going to discuss.
We will talk about poutine. So of
which
course,
is
everyone,
double dirty.
Everyone chose their burger, and I ended up walking there and ordered it. And you can choose, like, a beef patty, an elk patty, bison, freaking chicken. Like, there's, like, 10 different kinds of actual patties with the different toppings. So I ordered the food, ended up walking around in the blazing sun for 20 minutes. Walked back.
Wait, Woody, do you have your violin tuned up? Can you play something for us for a second?
No, I enjoyed it. I'm not complaining. So came back to the hotel and ended up eating this freaking massive burger. I don't even remember what I had on it. It was like avocado and Gouda cheese and onions. I don't even remember, but then we had the poutine.
All right, can we explain what poutine is?
I don't want to say anything.
All right, poutine actually sounds dirty to me, but anyway.
It is dirty.
It is dirty. This is a fully guilt-ridden choice. poutine, 1950s in Canada. Somebody must have drank a lot of something to come up with this recipe.
Yeah, came up with that?
Yeah, I mean, it's just sick. So they take French fries, they put brown gravy on it, and cheese curds.
Now, what is a cheese curd?
It's pre-cheese, so you make cheese from cheese curds.
Pre-cheese?
Yes, pre-cheese. So, you know, curds and whey?
Oh, yeah, sure.
So, like, when you take milk, and if you allow it to separate or you put a starter in it, you get your curds and whey,
right?
So you take those curds.
Basically all the fat solids, right?
Yeah, basically. Yeah. The whey is the protein and the water, right? So that goes to the side.
Yeah.
I mean, we have all heard, well, maybe not, you know, whey protein shakes and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
But the curds, oh, my God. I mean, I honestly want to study on poutine. I mean, who in their right mind came up with this beautiful combination, which should only be done once a year under supervision? I mean, really.
Yeah, that is a big thing. So anyway,
and now they have pulled pork
up
on them, too. Eh? That's a big one.
Oh, my goodness.
Pulled pork poutine, yeah.
So we ended up having these burgers and the poutine and the onion rings and this, that, and the other. And I could tell you something right now. I went into a burger coma. Did I not?
You did.
I literally laid on the bed all day because I was just so overwhelmed by what I'd just eaten. And but anyway, it was a fun day. We did, you know, a lot of video shoots.
Wait, I did nothing. So we're ordering, you know, room service with coffee and beverage service. And, you know, we come back with this burger thing. And I was like, if I eat too much of this, there'll be no shoot the rest of the day.
Yeah.
And had a little bit, put it aside for the later part of the day or evening. But it was good. And we had a great shoot. I mean, it was really nice to have all the amenities of the hotel to do the shoot. It was really nice and cool because I got to tell you, the first day we did the shoot with Woody, we did the stills, and in the facility we were in, it was not as cool as the hotel, and it was hot the first couple of days in Canada.
Very hot.
Yeah, we had that crazy heat wave that weekend and all last week. It's now cooled off, but I think we hit a maximum of 98 degrees at one point, which is a new record.
Yeah, that's where we're at right now, right? We've had a heat wave here in New York.
We're still right there, Woody. And I gotta say, it's actually pretty impressive. I mean,
very.
I mean, I love the summer, but a lot of people are really feeling the heat and the humidity right now.
Yeah, it's been pretty bad. So that was basically Saturday, right?
Right.
And then Sunday, we had an amazing day. We actually really kind of got out. And Woody took us over to the Toronto Botanical Gardens.
Yep.
Right? That was absolutely incredible. We did some more video shoots there, right? That was pretty cool.
Do you remember before we got there, we went to the Post Road section there?
These
homes were like,
oh my goodness,
like something you just see in a magazine. Home after home after home. And it was just amazing.
It was absolutely incredible.
Yeah, we went right by Paul Newman and Joanne Woodward's old home when they were married many years ago, back in the early 60s, I think it was.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Right.
I mean, even some of the I think some of the roads were actually cobblestone, no?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, $10 to $20 million homes. I mean, it was beautiful. Beautiful. I mean, I'm actually proud that right now, as of today, the Canadian dollar, $1 is 77 cents U.S., so we can get one of those $20 million homes, love, for 75% of the cost right there.
Oh, great.
So $20 million house, $15 million. We'll put that on your credit card and call it a day.
I'll take it.
Yeah? Okay.
I'll take it.
We'll take
it. That was a lot of fun, so thanks to Woody for giving us
that. And we got to see the actual house that Woody House grew up in.
Yes. Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
Now, when are you going to get running water, Woody? That was a big question I had that day.
It was actually where I lived growing up. It was very close to actually where Dan and I lived for many years, but it's called Silver Hills. And it was all farmland, basically, dairy country and stuff like that way back in the day. It was when my parents moved there when they were really young in 63. I think my dad's spent $31,000 for the house. And there was nothing around. Like Leslie Street, which we were on, was like a dirt road, single lane dirt road, you know, as youngsters and stuff like that. And we had cows all around us and everything. And slowly but surely, it was owned. The whole area there was owned by one big family. I forget the guy's name now, but he was huge guy in the Canadian government and in real estate and all sorts of stuff. And he owned like, I think it was about 2,000, 4,000 acres, something like that, ridiculous amount. And so E.P. Taylor, that's who it was, if you look it up. Yeah, E.P. Taylor. And so it was his farmland and everything. So, yeah, it was really cool. And then they expanded over all the years into this just basically, that is now central Toronto, right? So that, at the time, the 401 that we were there, it was, I think it was only four lanes wide. It only went just from just the other side of Yonge Street, just down the other side. And now it's the largest and most traveled highway on the planet. Completely by
wow.
most number of cars travel it.
Right.
By far and away, the most number of cars go through there. And now the city actually goes north of there, 401, up at least 35 more miles north. And
right.
it's completely built up all the way, right up 35 miles north. So it's just incredible. Toronto has grown so big. I think it's 11 million in the GTA now. It's huge.
Wow. Right. Now, GTA, for those that don't know,
Canada.
And it took me a couple of days, that is Greater Toronto Area, I guess?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, good, good, good. So you know what? What do we have a caller on the line, which we can all
go nuts.
Talk? Yeah, so let's go. It's Elaine from Long Island. So let's bring her on, Dan.
Elaine.
Elaine from Long Island.
Woohoo, Elaine!
Okay, you two had enough time off. That's enough for you two.
That's right. You know what? I'm feeling a little bit guilty. Not.
Yes,
not.
What's going on, Elaine? We've missed you.
Okay. I have now lost officially 20 pounds.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, my goodness. I am so jealous. That is amazing, Elaine.
Wow.
20 pounds.
Don't ask
how you
me
feeling?
How I'm weak.
Wait. How are you feeling
like
overall? Come on, let's hear it.
I'm weak. I can't have my devil dogs. I'm weak.
No, she's not weak. She's
you're
been having,
not weak.
You've been having all that sex with the new boyfriend.
No.
That's how you've lost the weight, right?
Well, yeah, to a point. Sure.
I called it. Wow.
At least he thinks it's his sex that did it. I don't know about that.
Oh, oh my God. I hope he's not listening in.
Wow.
Whoa.
Ka-ching.
Bada-bing, bada-boom, bada-bing. Hey, listen, nothing wrong with a little healthy, consensual lovemaking. God
so
bless.
So, Elaine, you've lost 20 pounds over the course of how long?
Since May.
Oh, that's good, though. That's steady.
Okay, that's not bad at all. Wow.
And that's during the summer, guys,
holy
when everyone puts weight on.
Yeah, seriously.
I was
so how you
27
feeling?
When I started with this guy.
Wait, what? Say that again?
I was 187 when I started with him. I'm down to 165, 167.
Woo-wee. Oh, my God, that's where I need to be. Wow, that's amazing.
And you know what? Every week or every couple of weeks when I see her, she always has one or two requests that we discuss. But overall, I mean, I think your goals have far surpassed, right?
We do. What discussion do we do? We do?
We do. Can I do this? Can I do that? Is that okay?
Can I yodel?
Is that really that bad? Am I ready for that? You know, I get it. I get it.
Okay,
well,
so
Woody, who's on the line, by the way, Elaine, is on the HCG diet, and I just think he's doing absolutely amazing. He just reads so many.
7 pounds in less than a week?
Yeah,
are
I mean, come on.
Are you freaking kidding me?
But, folks, Woody is type A. Woody, I hope you're on the line. Please listen. I love you dearly. I'm type A. You just take it to the next limit.
No, he's triple A.
He's triple A. Like,
no,
I
you're
mean,
triple A, not Woody. You are triple A.
Well, he's organized. Well,
no.
Yes, I'm more,
no,
I don't know, we're both
A's.
Whatever. But he is the master of detail in terms of emails and itineraries. I mean, when he sent us our itinerary for Toronto,
oh my God,
he put in bathroom breaks, for Christ's sakes. I mean, there were bathroom breaks every, you know, 67 minutes or something like that. But what I thought
Can
was interesting.
Question?
Wait. Elaine, let me just finish with Woody. He sent me this whole email, as I can imagine you would if I gave you my email. Can I do this? Yes, no. Can I do this? Yes, no. Can I do this? Yes, no. I said, Woody, did you read the handout we gave you? That was it. That's all I had to say, right, Woody?
Yeah, and I hadn't even read it, so there you go.
All right, I just pulled an A from you. You're not any longer a triple A. You just dropped down to a double A.
Oh, I'll get it back.
Can I ask a question on the bathroom breaks?
You may. Every 67 minutes, like I said.
Was there any breaks as far as sex goes on that itinerary?
That was after hours only. That was after hours only. That was not during the day.
Holy.
We were getting hot in the kitchen, not getting hot in the bedroom, my dear.
Well, my bedroom was hot morning, noon, and night. I'm sorry.
Nice.
Well, you know what?
Elaine, what happens in Toronto stays in Toronto. You know that, right?
So, Elaine, it sounds like you should start a blog or something. I mean, three times
seriously.
A day. I mean, Madonna Mia.
It's like the new diet, the new fad, the new
Yeah.
Diet.
It's the boyfriend. I keep telling you guys, it's the boyfriend.
Wait, is it just him, or this is the whole nature of the beast? It sounds like
I like how she says it's the boyfriend, not
the
my boyfriend.
I mean, is this guy for hire? I mean, for weight loss coaching? I mean, what does he do
He's
different?
He's cool.
We might have to settle in on him and give you up for a while.
Oh, so you're going to give up your doctor for a boyfriend, whatever.
Oh, big
That's
mistake,
okay.
Big mistake.
Nah, you always have to have a doctor on in your back pocket or something like that. But anyway, well, you know what? That's good, though. I mean, is he motivating you and giving you positive feedback and acknowledging all the hard work?
Where do you think the bed comes into effect?
Okay. All right. Well, we'll definitely.
I wish I could lose that much weight in the bedroom, but it doesn't seem to be working.
If you could.
You got to put your heart and soul into it.
Okay, I think we're going to be finishing the show early tonight.
She's going to lose 5 pounds tonight, folks, tonight. Tonight. Thank God I have my two IVs in the office. I'm raring, ready to go here today.
Well, Elaine, what can I tell you? I am very proud of you, jealous at the same time, but proud. And keep going, girl. How much more weight do you have to lose? I mean, how much would you like to lose?
We got to go down to 140.
Oh, my God, another 25
pounds. Nice.
Whoa.
Yes.
Wow.
And that's when your partner in crime over there gets his chicken noodle soup. Matzo ball soup. I'm sorry.
All right, so when you lose 25 pounds, you're going to put a pound on me.
Of course. Thank you.
All right.
So you're
you know
not
what,
my boss, you're my partner in crime now.
Yeah, well, for a while you were my boss, so we figured out that is not even close to true.
Oh, no. I'm his boss.
I'm
what
waiting
are you
for
about?
It to be hubby and wife, but that'll never happen.
Oh. Well, one day, we'll see. We'll
one
see.
Day.
I
want
to be invited to that wedding.
Oh, you will, my dear.
You will.
You will.
You will.
All of Long Island will be there.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right. All right, Elaine, my dear. I will see you next visit. Always call in. We'd love to have you.
Oh, thank you, Elaine, so much. Thank you for calling me.
Nighty-night, girl. Nighty-night.
Oh, yeah. Have a great night.
Who's going to bed? I am going to do my sex act. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, then enjoy.
Okay,
enjoy,
well,
my dear.
Okay, triple X-rated. So you go do that, and we wish you a good night. Have fun.
Enjoy. Good night, girl.
This was a family show.
Okay.
That's it. Anyway, all good.
Woo!
So, Woody, woof.
Oh, my goodness. I'm, woof. Like, blushing right now.
I'm loving it.
So, I want to talk a little bit about...
Idiot. Don't want to be some bear swill and hockey nut.
So... Let's talk about Toronto for a moment.
Yes.
Right? Great experience. It's the provincial capital of Ontario. We were in Mississauga, which was really beautiful. Being on Lake Ontario was just kind of like, you know what, Woody? It blows my mind to see boats and ships and tugboats and barges.
It was like looking out the ocean.
Yeah.
I couldn't even understand the concept that this was a lake.
I had a problem right until the moment we left, Woody. I mean, the fact that that's all salt water.
Yeah.
I mean, fresh water, excuse me.
Fresh water. Yeah.
Completely fresh. A little polluted still, but yeah, definitely fresh. One thing, I'm glad you mentioned the capital of Ontario, because most people, not in the know, think it's the capital of Canada. And that's
no,
not
Ottawa.
Ottawa.
Isn't Ottawa?
Yeah, that's correct, yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
What the hell do we know?
What do you Brits know? I don't know. You knew that.
Well, I just looked at a map. And I realized, Woody, how close it is to Greenland.
What, Toronto?
No, Canada.
Of course. Well, not really. As the crow flies, it's probably 3,000 miles, maybe.
Oh, that's not so bad. That's pretty close.
Yeah, but you know what, Woody? Mm-hmm. When you have a coloring book map, it looks fucking close.
It looked like
well, there you go.
Literally, like get on a boat and just sail over there.
But she did. You know what? She colored in the line so well, Woody. I mean, give her credit. Just tell her it's right next door.
Look,
tell her it's right next door.
Look, it's
no.
Right there. It's right there. Off
you
Baffin,
know what?
Baffin Island.
You know what, Woody? Right there's a step bridge across. Right.
Yeah.
You can walk over there, what? It takes a 10-minute walk,
right? It's
yeah.
Right north of Newfoundland. Come on, give me a break.
She's
across
not
the Labrador Sea.
Hey.
And do you know what her major in college was? Geography.
I hated geography.
Okay, well, if it was, do you guys know the sister city to Toronto?
Ooh.
Ooh,
all right, give us, I'm gonna need a little tease, a little something. Give me a letter, give me something.
Foster.
Wait a minute. Sister City.
Oh, wait. When you look online, that's just
I'm
not fair.
I'm not looking online. I'm actually not.
Yeah, bullshit.
Foster's
I'm looking
beer.
At a map of Canada and trying to figure it out.
Foster's beer.
Wait, what
I
is
know?
It?
I don't know. Saskatoon?
No, Foster's. F-T-E-R-S.
Foster's?
That's a great clue.
Foster's?
Foster's, yeah.
Oh, like Foster's beer. That's like an Australian beer, isn't it? Foster's?
I think we lost Woody again. He was starting to break up.
Too.
Yeah. Again, remember.
No,
he wasn't...
No. Woody's still on.
Is he?
Woody's on, Woody.
Yeah, I'm here.
Woody,
yeah.
Pedal faster so we can hear you.
Foster's is a beer.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's
Australia is the sister city to Toronto.
Where is that?
At Vancouver?
No, Australia. It's southeast Australia.
No. The one, the sister city. Oh, I get
Melbourne.
What you're saying.
Yeah, Melbourne.
Ah.
I don't understand.
I think
yeah,
he's
every
saying
city
me.
On the planet has a sister city, right? And it all depends.
Oh.
And in this particular case, Melbourne was developed based on the Toronto layout.
Oh. Oh, I get it. That's so interesting.
Yeah,
forget about it.
Forget
yeah, so
about it. Well, I think we need a road
Melbourne
trip there, Woody.
Similar to Toronto architecture. What's that?
Well, we're going to need to go to Melbourne just to prove it out.
There you
indeed.
Go.
So
I'm hearing a lot of weird and wacky stuff going on. You know, Venus, you got anything weird and wacky for tonight?
Oh, sure.
You always
absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely. I was just, you know, doing some research on some interesting facts about Canada. And let's talk about change and money for a second. So apparently the Canadian Royal Mint created a coin, right, because we have actually coins that are worth something in Canada and England, you know, unlike the Americans who feel that, you know, coins don't mean shit, right, because you don't have dollar coins over
no,
here.
No, we do.
Well, no, but you don't use them.
I actually kind of get pissed off if I get one because I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah, we have pound coins in England. And anyway, so they created a coin, and it had a face value of, you know how much?
$50,000.
$1 million.
Really?
Dollars. I think that was in 2007. And the coin itself was made of 99.99% gold. and weighed over 220
pounds. Oh, I saw that in Woody's living room. That was nice.
Oh, you did? Oh,
yeah,
my God.
No,
okay.
You saw that, right? No? Woody, how long ago did you procure that?
You think I would be talking to you right now if that was the case?
Oh, true colors. I love it. I love it.
So apparently there's a bunch of tree huggers in Canada because roughly 30% of Canada's total land mass is occupied by forest. Is that true, Woody? Is that a real true fact or what? Oh, I think we lost him. Okay.
We lost Woody again,
I'm telling you. That's okay. He's going to call right back in.
Well, he's a fucking tree hugger too, I guess, obviously. You know what I mean? Whatever.
He is a tree hugger. Oh, I think he's back on.
Is
Woody,
he?
Are you with us?
Yeah, I'm back. Sorry, I have no idea what's going on, if it's Blog Talk or my modem connection.
No, that's
connection.
Okay.
No,
I
told you again. You just got to pedal faster, harder, and you'll stay online.
There you go.
Now, Woody, I was saying that 30% of Canada's total land mass is actually occupied by forest. Is that true?
Easily, yes. Absolutely.
Easily, maybe even more, right?
As a former lumberjack, I can attest to that. Absolutely.
Former lumberjack, for real?
Yeah, absolutely. I was really a real lumberjack.
You were a real lumberjack? Did I miss that somewhere?
I don't know. No, but that's how I became Woody, because when I came back from B.C. originally, way back in the day,
okay,
my dad got on the stairs
here.
When I got back.
No way.
He goes, "Welcome home, Woody," in single letters all the way up the stairs.
See,
Woody,
I had a whole other
Woody.
Impression there, Woody, wink, wink.
Oh!
Well, that's Australia, see, so it's an interesting life, because Woody in Australia is exactly what you think it might be.
That is very interesting. So,
how long did you do that for, Woody?
About 2 years, roughly.
Now, did that inspire you to do the video you did? The black and white one?
No, the Tijon movie I did was before I became a lumberjack, which is kind of funny.
That is kind of funny. I would have thought it would have been the other way around, maybe.
Yeah, no, we just went out to, I think it's actually Cranbrook in Kimberley. And then we got a call that a friend of ours had just opened up his own mill and wanted us to come work there, and so, yeah,
wow.
I went to the mill, and I just did. You ever seen those? You've probably seen it all over the place, especially in Long Island around Quag and stuff. But you have the shakes on the roof and then the shingles.
Oh, yeah,
the shakes
shake,
are those big, fat pieces of the cedar.
Yeah.
And then the shingles are kind of on the side that are much more confined, really, really much cleaner looking. So, yeah, we cut those pieces of wood, both shakes and shingles. I packed them. I also did a stint for about a month and a half up on the hill chopping shake wood from rings of cedar. So I'd throw a wedge in there and take a sledgehammer, and that's what I did all day long for 8 hours a day, roughly.
Wow. Is there a job that you haven't done, Woody? I mean, seriously? My goodness.
Not
that's
a good
little
bit,
trait.
Actually. Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Well, I don't think you need an HCG dive when you do that. I would have think that.
To be
no.
A citizen, would you like to be a Canadian? Yeah. Okay, you're in.
So anyway, going back
I just want to add something for your weird and wacky Venus. It's okay.
Sure.
Yeah. One of the cool things with the coins in Canada that people might not know, there's loonie, of course, which is a dollar coin, or as we like to say here lately, about a 62-cent piece. And
you better never call it a pence, because then you're really screwed.
Then there's the toonie, which looks like it's gold in the middle and silver on the outside. The internal part of the toonie is not actually gold at all. It's kind of like a penny. It's copper. But regardless, the big thing that is, I don't think it's a fallacy. I've tried it, and I haven't been able to make it happen. But you freeze
the toonie.
Did you
say a phallic symbol or a fallacy?
Fallacy.
Both. No, but you're supposed to put the toonie in the freezer for several hours, and then with one swift bang on the concrete or on the, on a brick wall or something, the center's supposed to pop out, and then you wear the ring around your neck on like a chain, right?
Really?
It doesn't happen. We've tried everything over the years to make that happen. So I think people are doing something different, like putting in a vise and heating it up and knocking it out or something. But there you go. So,
wow.
One of those, what do they call those urban myths, right?
Wait, What? Wait a minute. We didn't finish Weirdo Wacky.
We didn't do Weirdo Wacky.
Give me a minute, guys.
Venus is feeling extra Weirdo Wacky tonight, so go ahead, love.
No, it's interesting because, you know, talking about kind of language and dialect and all this kind of thing. So as we know, you know, the Canadians are known for saying A at the end of their sentences, A, you know. And I think it's interesting because it's quite similar to the Brits. And this is something I want to talk about how the Canadians are more similar to the Brits than the Americans. Now, it just occurred to me, it just dawned on me that when we talk in London or in England, and if we, you know, say a sentence, whatever it may be, we don't say A at the end of the sentence, but we actually say yeah. Like, you want to go to the mall, yeah? You know what I mean? Like, that's exactly what we say in England. So I think that's just very interesting that that's just so similar to the Canadian saying, hey. I don't know, Woody, if you've heard British people say, yeah, at the end of the sentence.
Yeah, I absolutely have. I was engaged to a Brit and way back in the day, and that's exactly what I found out when I went overseas to meet the family. Absolutely, yeah. It was really, really, really similar to Canadian culture.
Yeah, and it's basically used as like, I guess you say like a confirmation. They're like, they want you to agree with them.
Well, I love it. I mean,
do they say something like that in America? You know?
I like A. How many times have I said that since I've met Woody? I say A.
Yeah.
Now,
Spiro, a good friend of Woody and Dan's, when we were at the dinner that day,
my goodness, that was funny.
He says A, like basically at the end of every sentence, like a period.
Like literally A.
A?
100 times.
But it's not A, it's A.
It's so cute.
Woody, can you give us a Canadian A, please? Give us a good Canadian A.
What you doing, A?
Say A that much.
Not like Spiro.
No, I don't. I don't. I've been all over the world and lived in the U.S. and lived in Canada and, in Australia for a long time and in the Philippines. So, yeah, it's hard for me to keep one's vernacular going,
I think. Of course.
You know, and Dan the Juicer Man doesn't say A.
No, he says right.
No, he does not.
Right.
Right?
He says right.
Right.
He says right.
Yeah, he's right. More of a right.
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 Yeah, exactly.
Now, Woody, let me ask a question. Is it true that prostitution is legal in Canada?
That is a great question. I'm going to go out after the show and find out.
I'll wire up some puns. Wire up some puns.
Holy smokes.
And you got to end that night with some poutine.
Is awesome. That is so awesome. So
it is actually
considering
completely legal in Vancouver. Yes, absolutely, 100%.
Really?
So just one province?
I don't know about Toronto. I don't think it would be in Toronto. Toronto is very prudish. Very prudish. More British here than anywhere else, whereas Vancouver is a lot lighter for that stuff.
Although they say that it's illegal to work as a pimp or run a brothel.
Woody?
Oh, yeah, that would be countrywide.
I'm sorry to fuck up your whole business model right here. I'm sorry. Sorry. I know you were getting very excited. He was counting his chickens before they even hatched.
Well, considering the, you know, time and everything, I think we should go on to Ask Dr. Dave, right?
Wait, you were going to go from prostitution to Ask Dr. Dave? All right, that's quite a segue, but let's go.
Well, no, think about it for a second. Come on, think about it for just a second.
Wait.
Good old penicillin shot in the ass, or what are we talking about here?
All doctors.
All right, well, we're going to work my way over. You guys can just sit with that and think about what you've contemplated to take Canada down with his
I'm just hitting Google right now. I'll be back with you in a few minutes.
I'm sure you will be. So I thought I'd actually talk about oyster mushrooms, which has really nothing to do with Canada, but tonight we made oyster mushrooms in a little bit of olive oil, a nice European butter, and some fresh thyme.
Ooh.
Sauteed those up. It just was so good. And, I mean, oyster mushrooms, almost all mushrooms have so many wonderful, wonderful qualities, but oyster mushrooms have a lot of things that I think are quite interesting. First off, they're very high in protein. They're high in zinc and iron and potassium, calcium, phosphorus, vitamin C, folic acid, niacin, and B1 and 2. But what I really thought was interesting, Venus, is how mushrooms actually help detoxify the environment. They actually take in hydrocarbons and do what they got
to
do.
Does this apply to magic mushrooms, too?
I think not.
Oh, okay.
Well, maybe they do.
Just checking.
But we'll have to, the psilocybins and all that stuff, we'll have to look into that.
Mm-hmm.
But they definitely do help clean up the toxins of the environment. And they grow on wood. So here we go. We have Woody. We have Woody talking about being a lumberjack, and he's probably seen it many times. They grow on hardwood. They grow on deciduous trees, conifers, things like that. But here's what's really important from a health standpoint, for sure. They help with colon cancer, breast cancer. They're very high in beta-glucans, which is just really important. They actually stimulate the natural killer cells. They're high in glycoproteins. They are truly immunosupportive. And they actually have a quality that is very similar to lovastatin, which is a way to lower your cholesterol. So,
is that like simvastatin?
Yeah. It's a statin drug, so amazing. So it actually does lower your triglycerides. It lowers cholesterol. And it's just...
How many different kinds of mushrooms do you think there are?
Oh, my God. I would actually say there's probably thousands.
Really?
Yeah, well, I mean, I could be exaggerating. How about we find that out for the next show? But I would say there's at least...
Now, do you think there's...
Hundreds.
Significant differences in terms of vitamins and nutrients between different variations of mushrooms?
Yes, because all different mushrooms grow on different media, as you would say. So, like, these oyster mushrooms, for example, grow on, like, dead trees, right? So, like, a fallen tree or a tree that's starting to maybe die or has too much moisture, the oyster mushroom will, the spores will get there and they'll grow. I mean, tell me that wasn't delicious.
What about people who have mushrooms growing out of their nose?
Well,
like mushroom noses.
Well, the mushroom nose people, I'm going to assume, doesn't have the same immune-enhancing thing, but I'll tell you what.
Oops, sorry.
I'll tell you what it's going to do. It's going to give you a lot of privacy because nobody's going to want to see it. So, I mean, we bought our oyster mushrooms today at a nice produce market type thing. But oyster mushrooms, you know what, Woody, what I was thinking about doing, because we love these...
Hen of the woods.
Oh, come on.
I'm actually going to order them. I'm going online right now to order them.
Have you ever had those, Woody?
I have not, but I'm going to order them for sure on the HCG protocol for sure.
Well, you can.
I do.
Oh, my goodness.
I do like mushrooms when cooked properly, but it's going to be tough for me because there's no butter, no oil. So, yeah, we'll see.
I'm not going to disagree with you there. That's going to be a little bit of a tough situation. Let me think about that overnight, and I'll give you an idea there. But, you know, there's so many ways to get mushrooms. And since they actually grow in the dark, in a media, like such as, you know, sawdust frequently they use or
they
what have you,
cheap.
Wood chips.
Chicken of the woods mushrooms.
Chicken of the woods. Is that similar to hen of the woods? Or?
Oh, my goodness. Crazy.
I'll just mention
way
back in the day when I was in B.C., a little bit younger, I think I was 19 to 20 some odd, 28, first round. All my buddies were big magic mushroom guys, right? And I tried a couple times. I didn't really fancy it too much. But every one of my buddies, I mean, we're talking 30 different fellas, would know to go to the forest where to look for the magic mushrooms, but also which ones were poisonous. And that's something to always be careful, that if you are going to go out and you think you've got some mushrooms that are okay, you have to know which ones are poisonous. And it was funny because just when I was walking the dog the other day, there's a bunch of mushrooms growing here just outside the apartment against this tree stump.
Mm-hmm.
And another dog came by and was about to consume it. And I said, here, get your dog away. And she said, what are you talking about? Those are really toxic. That will kill the dog right there. Don't let the dog eat that. And she's like, what? And I said, yeah. And she goes, oh, thank you very much. And sure enough, I Googled it, and sure enough, I was right on the money. Like, well, money mushrooms. But I was right on it. Like, these are really toxic. And I don't know why. Like, our grounds people should really be taking care of that because those are poisonous, right? But, yeah. So
you know
what? Be careful.
We'll have to bring on Glenn one night Glenn Stroud.
Well, he knows all that stuff.
I mean, he's a forager. Is that what you call that when you go in there and cut?
Yeah, forager.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I would love. You know what? We all must make a trip down to Pennsylvania with him. I would love to learn how to go through the forest and look for things and enjoy all the beautiful things. I mean, for God's sakes, if you could pull mushrooms out of the forest at like $14-$20 a pound. I'll go for a walk.
$13.99 for a 4-ounce bag.
For a 4-ounce bag, Woody, of these hen of the
woods. Well, I got a plan, guys, because I believe I'm coming down there for hopefully 6 weeks, end of September.
I hope,
October.
I know
you are. There's no
the,
plan.
The leaves will be changing
about
that time, which will be beautiful. And I think we just get in the car and head down and say hi to Glenn and go for
Let's
a nice hike.
Let's do that.
Let's do it.
OMG. Great idea. Great
I mean, there's nothing
some amazing
better than
photographs. Yeah, it'd be beautiful there.
Oh,
oh, we must do that. We must do that.
Oh, that's absolutely wonderful.
Well,
definitely.
You know what? What a great show tonight.
Oh,
I mean,
we have so many other things to talk about, but, you know, we can certainly, you know, push that over to next week's episode.
Yeah.
We've already ran over.
Yeah, can we just
so
do a big shout-out to Dan Dan, the news man? He's doing an awesome job by
the phone. Oh, yeah! Dan's our music man. He's been running the board tonight. All our music, all our callers. So it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you, Dan. Thank you so much for being a great help.
Thank you, Dan Dan. Woody, it was wonderful having you on air with us tonight. So to everybody, get up to Canada. Enjoy some of the beautiful, beautiful cities and countryside and wonderful foods they have, and oh Canada it is.
Absolutely.
And one last thing, your New York Yankees are about to beat our Blue Jays here. They're already up, and there you go.
All right. Well,
oh,
there you go.
Thank you, everyone listening, and we will be joining you next Monday.